Hello, hello, hey, my beloved butterflies. Thank you all for fluttering in to join me for my very first episode in my Be Fruitful and Phenomenal podcast. Thank you for being here. I love you guys. So, yes, we are in 2019 now, which is a wonderful blessing from God. God giving us another year to try to get it right is fabulous to me. So I'm so grateful. I'm so glad to be going into 2019. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy to have my podcast so that I can teach you guys, so that I can inspire you guys, so that we can all live our best lives together. And one of the things that I want you guys to kind of take account of and to try to do in your new year of 2019. Well, first, I just want to say that about a decade ago, I kind of noticed that the years were just passing by so fast, and I had my first two girl, my daughters, my twins. I had them in 2009, and that time flew by. Okay, they're almost 10 years old now, and I can just tell you that at that time, I was not practicing present moment awareness. In fact, I was rushing things. I was thinking, when I get enough money to do this, I'm going to do that. When I get this, I'm going to do that. And I did not realize that I was just letting the future just slurp and suck my whole present moment awareness energy up, okay? And I don't want any of you all to do that this year. I'm not doing it anymore. I've been practicing present moment awareness for the past 5 years, and it has totally changed my life. And I want you guys to also have life-changing moments as well. So I want to get into, okay, so I'm totally gonna tell you guys about a blooper that I just had. And it's a gift to my first ride or die butterflies who are with me. I'm just gonna be honest with you guys. I had recorded the whole podcast before this one. It was about 30 minutes long, and lo and behold, I looked down and the doggone thing isn't even recording. I mean, I was giving my all to that podcast, to that episode, and I'm sitting here, you guys, and I am recording this podcast again. I am doing this again from the bottom of my heart for love for you guys. I'm doing this again, and because of my passion and because of, persistence. I'm gonna get this to you guys. I'm gonna get this. I was getting ready to say sermon. I'm gonna get this lesson to you guys today. So bear with me, okay? I had a blooper, and now I gotta do it again. So thank you for being with me again. This is my very first podcast episode of the Be Fruitful and Phenomenal podcast show, okay? If you all don't know, again, my name is Jasmina Johnson. I am a holistic wellness life coach. I'm also a certified herbalist. Okay, this is my passion to teach people how to live healthier lives. So, guys, I really just want to thank you again so much for being here with me. I wanted to talk to you all today about practicing present moment awareness, AKA mindfulness, AKA PMA, okay? Present moment awareness. And all that simply means is just being present in the moment, savoring every moment, every drop, instead of being in a hurry to experience the future, which is not even here yet, okay? That's like wanting to get paid for a job that you haven't even worked yet. It's foolishness. Let's focus on the now, okay? So we're gonna savor every moment. We're gonna savor every minute. We're gonna be aware. We're gonna consciously create our reality by being aware, by watching our thoughts, by being a present and aware in the moment. Okay? We're gonna watch how we feel. Okay, so let me just give you guys a disclaimer about practicing PMA or present moment awareness. You may feel that it is boring at first. Your mind, your ego is going to fight against your mind wanting to be still and calm in the present. And that's because the ego loves to fantasize and live in the future and, stress about things in the past, and your real, true, authentic self doesn't want to do that. It just wants to be still and savor every moment. So don't worry, you'll get over that. As you practice it more, you'll begin to enjoy it because you'll be reaping the benefits of it. So that's just a little disclaimer. It may seem boring at first, and you may experience some resistance from the ego, but it's okay, because that's where you practice building your will, your willpower muscles, and your self-discipline muscles. So see, God can turn anything into a blessing and a lesson. Okay, so butterflies. So again, it is worth the effort, okay? It's worth the effort to practice PMA, present moment awareness, because there are so many spiritual and mental benefits from it. And you're going to say, well, what are they, life coach Jasmina? Tell me, what are the benefits of sitting still, practicing, and thinking about nothing? Tell me what that does. Okay, I'm going to tell you, believe me. Okay, so one of the benefits, butterflies, of practicing PMA is that you will just automatically begin to raise your energetic vibration, which leads to permanent feelings of happiness, security, and peace, regardless of what's going on around you, regardless of what's going on around you or who is trying to provoke you. When you begin to practice present moment awareness meditations, you are no longer a slave to these outside influences, because you're coming from a strong place from within. So, and also, when you practice PMA and you begin to feel the feelings of happiness, security, and peace, you are in alignment with God, with Source, because those are positive feelings that can only come from Him. Number two, you also begin to experience way more gratitude, because when your mind is not focused on all this other stuff and things you don't have yet, and the guy that cut you off in traffic last week, and something your mom said that upset you, something your child did, you're not thinking about any of those things. And when you are, you're not coming from a place of judgmentalness about it. You kind of accept it, and you are in a place of gratitude. You're thankful for everything. Remember when we first started talking about being grateful, being mindful of having a new year to practice more holistic wellness lifestyle habits? Let's leave the rat race behind and begin to live a more peaceful, calm, aware life. Awareness, being aware of your needs from a holistic perspective. Being grateful comes when you do practice being more mindful. And I tell you that just experiencing nature and the beauty of the sunrise and the beauty of the birds that fly across the beautiful bluish, oranges, pinkish sky from a sunrise, coming from a place of gratitude mixed in with all that beauty, is breathtaking. It's very calming. So just what I'm trying to say is, just experiencing gratitude from a present moment awareness state just makes life more beautiful. Things start to change, I'm telling you. Showing more appreciation and giving thanks to our Creator, Jehovah, who created Yahweh, who created all things. All good things come from Him. So another benefit we have here too, butterflies, is that your stress levels will begin to lower. You'll also increase your ability to regulate your emotions, because you're not coming from a place of just being in your feelings and reacting to every little thing. When you begin to practice PMA, present moment awareness, you are able to observe yourself and then react. Observe the situation from the outside instead of being inside the tornado. You're outside of it. You can observe it, and you can go from there. We don't have to be emotionally reckless, which I feel over the past decade has just really become rampant, where you just see so many people overreact. They don't have any emotional control, and that's not good. So what we want to do, butterflies, what we want to do is take a step back. Practice present moment awareness. You know, our breathing that we practice during present moment awareness meditations automatically will lower our stress. And again, your stress is lowered too, and your emotions are more regulated, because when you practice PMA, you're coming from a more authentic place, from your soul, the real you, you know. So not what the world says you are, or what you need, or what you're wearing, or what you look like, or what they think. When you are practicing present moment awareness with just you and God, then you are just being you and your authentic self, okay? Also, butterflies, you're going to be able to make wiser decisions, okay? So you're also going to make wiser decisions, and that is a big one. We rush into making so many decisions, and it's okay if they're not always right. We're not perfect, but by being able to come from a place of non-judgmental observation of our lives and our motives and our situations, we have more self-discipline. We have more self-control. That's a really big benefit of meditation, period. And we're able to make smarter decisions coming from that authentic, genuine place of knowing ourselves and knowing what we truly want and knowing what's going to come from our decisions that we make, you know. So that is definitely a big one there. So we're going to recap very quickly because we have one last one. So the first couple of benefits is that you're going to automatically raise your energetic vibration. Yay! Who doesn't want to live from a higher, lighter vibration, where you're going to experience permanent feelings of happiness, peacefulness, and feelings of security and feeling safe and, you know, feeling loved. You're going to feel your soul is just going to begin to open up like a flower. That's one of the ways I can describe how it feels when you begin to know yourself, when you begin to allow yourself to experience and soak up every moment of every minute. It's your life. It was meant to be experienced and enjoyable. What can we do moment to moment to enjoy our life more? It's not just to work 10 hours a day, but if you do, I'm so proud of you. But I'm just saying, there's also another part to this whole thing. Let's enjoy our lives. Let's be in touch with ourselves, not what social media, TV, everything, what they say we should be, but no, who am I truly? You're going to learn that when you begin to practice PMA, present moment awareness. You're also going to, again, we said that we were going to have more gratitude. We see a lot of the microwave culture going on where we want things very quickly, and we see fleeting acts of kindness or things we could be grateful for. We see it and we're on to the next, but we seem to linger on negativity and propaganda. We seem to linger on that stuff way more, and we kind of let the good moments go by. We kind of don't always say thank you when we should. We're going to learn how to do more of that when we begin to practice present moment awareness. We're going to have more gratitude. We're going to appreciate ourselves. We're going to appreciate our family. We're going to appreciate our children. We're going to appreciate that extra $100 in our bank account. We're going to save it. We're going to invest it and make it grow. Why? Because we appreciate, we have gratitude, and we respect the things that God gives us. We're also going to lower our stress levels. Again, butterflies, I mentioned to you guys how our culture, our generation, just seems to be on overdrive all the time. That ridiculous saying, and you guys can get mad at me, I'm not sure who isn't going to like this, but I do not like that ridiculous saying of live fast, die young. That's crazy. No, we don't want to do that. We want to savor every moment that's been given to us, okay? We want to live for a long time. We want to get the most out of our life. I also hated that doggone trend of people wearing gray hair. 20-year-olds wearing gray hair, gray wigs, or gray extensions. And don't get me wrong, those ladies were beautiful. But I just was like, no, okay, because take your time, slow down, because you're gonna get those gray hairs, and it's not gonna be just able to be taken off. You're gonna have to dye your hair in order to get a youthful, color to it, if you will. But again, I have no, there's nothing against gray hair. I think gray hair is beautiful. It's a sign of our wisdom and the life that we've lived. But I feel like, 20 something year olds, come on, just enjoy the fact that your hair is still thick and vibrant, and it's got a great color to it. We're gonna get to old age, we're gonna get to gray hair, but for now, while we're still young, I'm 31 years old. I know a lot of my listeners are, and some are older, but let's just my thing here that I'm trying to say is that I just want people to slow down and just enjoy life more, and just take things one thing at a time, and don't overreact to everything, and just allow your emotions to be regulated naturally by practicing present moment awareness and not judging yourself, not overreacting to every little thing that happens to you. The discipline that comes from meditation and practicing present moment awareness will do this for you. We talked about being able to make wiser decisions. I want to talk about how many times I'm just trying to make a decision. I'm worrying if it's the right one. Is it this? Is it that? And before you know it, I haven't even made a decision because I'm so worried about, is that decision the right decision? And let me take this into consideration. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. We need to make sure we're making the right decisions, because if you're an adult, usually other people are affected by your decisions too, whether it's your spouse, your coworkers, or your children. We need to make the right decisions. We need to have the capacity to make wiser decisions. And one thing I noticed from practicing present moment awareness is definitely the ability to make wiser decisions from a non-judgmental, observative standpoint. Also, too, again, you're in touch with your authentic, genuine self. And some people call it your highest self, but I call it your authentic, genuine self. And you'll just know what decisions are right for you because you're not basing them from an egotistical, fearful place. It's coming from a calm, peaceful, less stress, less hamster wheel, chaotic position. You are calm now, okay? Ask them why in the office you're more calm now, because you've been practicing PMA, okay? So, butterflies, one last thing I wanted to talk about. Ladies, I wanted to talk about one last huge, yummy benefit of practicing present moment awareness is we begin to activate and strengthen our feminine energy powers when we practice present moment awareness, aka mindfulness. Okay, aka PMA. And we are women. Our true essence is feminine essence. That's our true self as women. Let's leave the masculine energy to the men. Let's take our place back of chivalry and being escorted around and being cherished and admired and adored. And it's okay. Allowing men to do things for us is okay. We don't have to save the world, okay? We are meant to be beautiful, be receivers, be givers, nurturers, and just make the best use of our God-given natural gifts that He has given us women. And when you begin to practice those present moment awareness tips and you that I'm going to give you begin to get in touch with your feminine essence at the very core of yourself. You become more accepting and loving of others because you are doing that for yourself. That beauty and that acceptance will radiate from within you outward to other people. And that's a huge thing about being fit in your feminine energy, is feeling and being loving and non-judgmental and accepting. That's why they say women make the best teachers, especially in grade schools such as kindergarten, first grade, when those little ones need so much nurturing and care. That's why they say women, this is nothing to men. I know they are great teachers and professors as well, but I'm a woman, so I'm just speaking for women, that they say we make really good teachers and caretakers because it's naturally within us. But sometimes we can lose sight of that trying to keep up with the rest of the world. And so practicing present moment awareness will help us to stop doing that and just appreciate our true essence as women. And our energy grows, and people can feel it. People can feel that energy, that essence coming from your very core of your soul. And it's a beautiful thing when you begin to notice how that plays into each interaction that you have. Take my word for it, okay? So now I just want to talk a little bit about how we can kind of practice present moment awareness. What does that look like when we begin to practice it? Well, it looks like this. The first thing you kind of want to do is maybe pick a time, the same time every day, where you will go into a quiet place alone, no distractions. So that means if you got to tell your spouse to get the kids for a little while, hang up that phone, tell your friend, you'll call them back, you'll talk about it later. You need to practice PMA. You need to have a moment with the Most High, okay? With your Father. So you do that by going into a quiet place alone, same time every day if you can. We want to start practicing our breathing. We want to breathe in. We want to breathe out. Okay, we want to take those breaths and we want to do that. We want to hold those breaths in, maybe three inhales for 4 seconds and three exhales for 8 seconds. Slow exhales are the key to get your stress down and get yourself in a calming, quiet place. Now, if you're just starting out with meditation or breathing, you can start off with your exhales at maybe 6 seconds. It's up to you, but I know 8 seconds of breathing out really does the trick. Okay, so you do that, and then you want to begin to. This is where you start to kind of take your awareness from within your mind and go down into your body. Okay, what does that feel like within your body? If you have to focus on your right leg, how does your leg feel from inside your temple, inside your body? What is your body telling you? Now, focus on your breath if you have to, the silence. Feel the space and timelessness of being in this place of quietness and calm. And remember, you will experience some resistance. The ego wants to have a conversation, okay? But you have to shut it down for now and just allow yourself to be in that place, okay, of quietness and calmness. If you have to, think of yourself as being on an island. You can feel the pink sand under your feet, under your toes. You can smell the salty ocean air. You can hear those waves crashing up against the shore. Okay? What does that feel like? Don't worry about what happened last week. Don't worry about the guy that cut you off in traffic. Don't worry about what your mama said. Just be still. Can you be aware of the space and timelessness around you? You may want to start off doing this for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and then more. Start off with what's comfortable because, again, you will have thoughts that come up, which is okay. Don't judge yourself. Your mind is just at work. And this is just a time where you can practice your strong your I'm sorry, your willpower muscles. See, God can turn anything into a blessing, guys. He can turn any of our shortcomings and little annoyances into great blessings, and we can become phenomenal. This is just the beginning. We're just scratching the surface here by talking about practicing present moment awareness. Okay? So just be in that quiet space and allow yourself to feel how, you know, however it is that you want to feel. Moment to moment, be aware of the moment. Be aware of that space. Literally feel the air, the energy vibrating around you. And focus on nothing else. Be inside your temple. Be undisturbable for those few moments that you're doing this. Okay? That is your time. Okay, so I will dive deeper into meditation more in a later podcast, but I just wanted to give you just a quick tip on how to start doing present moment awareness meditations, getting into a quiet place, taking a designated time, making sure everything is quiet, you're alone, being aware of your breaths flowing in and out of your body, feeling yourself from within, feeling your temple, your vibration of your temple. How are you feeling? How does your body feel? Notice the space and timelessness around you. See, time is just an illusion. That's what I meant by us being in a rat race. It's not that. It's not so. We are meant to enjoy life. Okay? So focus on that while you're doing your breaths and while you're sitting there in quiet calmness, and just be still and just allow your mind to just be. Okay? It's a beautiful, beautiful thing once you start implementing this into your everyday life. Okay, so I thank you guys again for being with me on my very first podcast. I really just wanted to bring something valuable to you guys that you guys can think about, which is getting yourself into a better mindset, being more aware, more conscious. Don't just let time steal from you, you know. Take your time back. Enjoy it. Life is great. Just enjoy every moment of it with everyone that you love, doing the things that you love. This is your year. This is 2019. This is your year. If you haven't done it yet, this is your year to begin living the life that you deserve and that you want. And I don't care what anybody says. It doesn't matter if you have $1 billion. If your mind and your body and your mindset is not in the correct place, you're going to sabotage. We got to start from the mind. We got to start from the soul. We got to start from the mind. We got to start getting right in those areas so that we can begin to get better in other areas, because we got to get our minds on board. We got to get our minds on board with us, and that will have a positive effect on every other area in our life, okay? So again, I'm Life Coach Jasmina Johnson. Thank you all for being here. Thank you so much, my beloved butterflies. We are transforming. We are having a metamorphosis. We are going to be great this year and every year after that. So that's it for now, guys. And please stay tuned, because more podcasts, more shows are coming, more juiciness, more yumminess, more knowledge, more everything is coming. So you guys stick with me. Thank you so much. You guys have a great, great, wonderful, phenomenal day. All right. Bye-bye. Love you guys.